So when we say we generate bodhicitta, we generate a great compassion, this all from our sixth consciousness. It's not from sensory based consciousness.
所以修行是都是第六意识里面的，而不是前五根识的。
So practice our to be on this path to practice whatever what really working or whatever the imprint all in the sixth consciousness, not in the consciousnesses based on the five sensory organs.
It's okay.
Yeah, I think there seems to be two definitions of consciousness there.
The consciousness has not, we're not talking about five aggregates. So in Rinpoche's tradition, in any teaching, it would be mentioned again and again about six different consciousness. Mm-hmm. So there are five consciousness based on the five sensory organs, and they create different consciousness. But here Rinpoche said,whatever we need to practice, actually they all from these six consciousness. So you can also Google it. This is a terminology. It's not my making.
嗯，那有时候经典，有时候经典里面提到说阿赖耶识，这个是唯识中的角度来讲。那我们今天是中观音禅派的，是他不会提到这个阿赖耶识。
So some people, if we analyze Heart Sutra with mind only school.They would say this is in Alaya consciousness, but because we analyze it in Madhyamaka school, we see these six consciousness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these six consciousness being asked many times, so maybe this is a basic knowledge for people to understand it further.
Oh, okay.Question? Yeah?
Yes.
When earlier on when we talked about only the Buddha can actually spontaneously and immediately perceive the two or the single or,
the,
or the multiple
either the
or
form,
the individual?
Yeah. Either the form the, or emptiness, these two.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Is that because he is, has the omniscient mind to perceive ultimate reality? Is that, is that why?
Okay.就是说如在成佛像佛佛他能够在看到一个物体的时候他能看到这个物体本身的色法和他的空性同时看到为什么会这样呢是不是他已经证得了这个就是因为一切相知的缘故吗还是
他这两个同时看不到的话那他有障碍啊所以他断除了所有的障碍、就根本没有障碍，就是看得到它，很简单，就是这样。
So it's very simple because if he, an enlightened being as Buddha himself, if he can't see the both at the same time, which means there's still obscuration to wisdom to this. So because he already enlightened, he actually can see it straight away.
嗯，我再讲一个譬喻。实地菩萨最后刹那入定空性的时候，这个当下只能远到空性，只能看到的空性。这个当下他入定的时候，他福跟智慧这两圆满的时候，就第二个刹那，他突然会显现世俗的法，那已经成佛了。
So.In the teaching, the path and the ground, when we learned this, the Bodhisattvas on the 10th ground, the first second, actually, he kind of got enlightened at that second. But firstly, what the Bodhisattva perceived is emptiness first. The second moment, he perceived the form.
So, 所知障，这个所知是二谛的意思，所知是二谛。现证通达二谛的障碍就是所知障，了解吗？现证，现量，直接引到二谛的障碍就是这个所知障。所知障
就是在实地菩萨最后成佛的一刹那，
就是都断除了这个所知障，所以说他断除了这个，就立刻就会显现这个二谛啊。
嗯哼。 然后就成佛了。
就是同时嘛，显现、显现说同时成佛。
So when the Bodhisattvas on the tenth ground, the first moment he actually perceived emptiness, the second moment he perceived the form. So which means he actually perceived the conventional truth and ultimate truth at the same time. There's no obscuration to it. So he already got enlightened at that moment.
It's okay. 所以没有障碍的缘故，那缘到什么就只能就是我们在手中放在一颗苹果一样的，整个都会看得到嘛，所以它一点没有一个障碍，就是像这样，它是譬如是这样讲的。
So at that moment, what really appears in the mental continuum is valid cognition. So it's not because normally when we perceive something, we need to use the our we need to use this conceptualization and we need to analyze things. But one bodhisattva, the bodhisattva on the 10th ground, what appears in the mental continuum is valid cognition. You don't have to think. This phenomenon or the truth appears as valid cognition spontaneously without any conceptualization.
It's okay.所以成佛是不容易，对不对
？It's not easy to get enlightened. this part is, Rinpoche has been teaching the path and ground. This is his latest teaching. So this is a very difficult question.
嗯，然后加行道的分类你知道吗？
加行道的
分类有四个。
浓
点浓
没有学过
五个 OK 所以自然道有分裂是三个中大小、然后加行道有四个那就可以所以这个部分修行一个空性的角度来问然后怎么去修怎么去修这样去修就回答这个已经结束了、
So actually talking about path and ground, there are five paths in general. Also on the path of preparation, there are also four. 是三个加行道还是四个？
四个加行道有分裂四个。
So on the path of preparation, there are another four paths. There are three on the path of accumulation. So the path and the practice actually very subtle, very fun, and you can check the reason to know this is we know on which level we are about our practice.
所以当平常观察空性的时候，就其实主要是一开始观察是自己想，这比较重要的。我在哪里？先我们想到说，我突然会想到说，我们以前老师譬喻说，有人一颗石头打进来的时候，你立刻就我的头，就会这样会想，所以在心绪中有一个会想起一个非常强烈的一个坚固的这种我就会出现。
So.To contemplate on this, on the emptiness, we start with ourselves. Because, for example, if someone threw a stone at you, at that moment, your first reaction, what you perceive is, oh, I feel the pain. Someone is throwing a stone at me. So that first reaction is showing this grasp at this self.
所以那时候你在心绪当中有一个好像任何不依赖的一种我这样就会出现的这个我之显现这个我的时候这个我是好像不依赖任何一个法好像那边非常坚固就会出现着
So at that moment this self, I feel the pain. So it appears very solid and spontaneously, and actually you feel very real about this self at that moment.
So actually
it shows very strong grasping at self. This is grasping at self.
所以我们先认出来我这是什么样，然后第二个阶段，那它持取的境是怎么样，这两个是先认出来是非常重要。
So firstly, we have this realization how strong we grasp at this self, or how naturally we grasp at this self. Secondly, we need to realize what we really grasp at.How do we perceive phenomena around us?
所以你有没有想到，有人，你们自己这样观下去，很多人一直在一起呢，在看一个表演，在下面，上面一个人拿一个石头放进来的时候，你不会跑到的时候，其他人逃时就会这样干。你第一个感是你自己的，那时候你在心绪中一个非常强烈的我的套，我非常有强烈出现，这就是我知道。
So for example, if someone on the stage threw a stone at the audience, so every single one of us would cover our head immediately. So that shows a very strong grasping at self that comes so natural, spontaneously. That shows the grasp.
如果这个当下，这个在这个现场有一个菩萨的话，他绝对会先盖其他人的头，因为他已经就真心真意的利益众生的一个修行的，然后这个修行的力量非常强，就是帮助他人。
So at that same moment, if in the audience there is a bodhisattva, what he will do is he would cover other people's head.
因为他对众生对他人的慈悲心的修行非常强。
So because he has practiced bodhicitta and this great compassion in his mental continuum, and it is so strong, it also comes so natural and spontaneous. He would do such thing.
譬如说，这个在场，你带来两个小孩。你的自己的小孩，那有人打石头了，你一心把小孩的头就会盖上，因为你对小孩有爱呀、慈悲呀。
So it's the same feeling would apply to a mother. If the mother taking two children with him to in the audience, so when this danger appears, the mother would first protect the children.
所以，因为他对小孩的。慈悲跟爱是非常强。
Out of very strong loving kindness, she would do that.
所以说我刚刚讲的是，我只取这样的我执的境，这个我是自方成立的，这个我是存在不存在观察这个。那这样的我是不存在，或是为什么？如果存在的话，那不一。任何一个法不依赖任何一个法而是存在，其实没有啊，这个我是本来是就是一种因缘和合而存在的，唯有这样想的是错误的，不是这样，了解吗？
So we really need to ask ourselves questions. How do I exist? Do I exist inherently as real, substantially?Intrinsically solid, or am I a compounded phenomena, or with all these compositional factors, we appear to be me? So we need to ask ourselves these questions and contemplate on it.
所以先好，这个是我执显现的一个状态来讲，但是呢，必须要注意是，我是存在哦，我是存在的，我吃饭了。我睡觉，这个我是存在的，了解吗？但是你在心绪中非常强烈的一个现前，我这个当下的有显现，这个我是不存在的。这个我是先讲这个，
So this I actually exist in a matter what we experienced. So we still experience things as I eat, I sleep. In this manner, I do exist. But once we grasp as this I, in this manner, actually we don't exist in this manner.
所以我们没有通达空性之前的显现存在的这个我 跟 自方成立的这个我是混在一起，混在一起去入的，了解吗？
So in our mental continuum or in our perception, we haven't really realized the nature of emptiness. That's why we still have this conception of this I, and also we still grasp at this I being substantial, solid, true entity. So we mix these two together.
所以有这样的想法，没有分清楚，就当谈念明年存在的这个我，跟刚刚这个所破的部分的我都混在一起，然后我们做事情的就会容易错误。
So, this I exists in two manners. Firstly, this I exists as a label. So, what we call this label is nominal designation. So, that's first, we think of this I.And secondly, 一个是明年存在的，还有一个自性存在，是吧？
对对对。
So secondly, when we think of this I, we also think this I is self-sufficient. So these two concepts, we mix these two. So we have lots of wrong, distorted perception.
譬如说，干净的食物跟不干净的食物混在一起吃下去，肚子会痛。都一样，这个譬喻这样讲也可以。
So if we eat some good food or which is clean or healthy food with something is dirty or rotten food together, we still get sick.
所以说，原明年存在的这个存在的我。然后呢，缘到的时候，你在心中就加进去了，这个我是自方成立的。就只许这样的，这个就是我执。
就是在已经证得了明眼存在的我，其实他已经离空性已经进一步了。其实这个明眼安立的我认识到他已经是一个好的方面，可是这个只取这个我执的这个部分，它是两方面的，对不对？明眼上。通达的这个我，
就是
它已经
存在我们是知道我是存在嘛。可是再加上这个明眼存在的这个我，存在的方式我们有增益进去了，自方成立的。这样的我是就不自在，所以只取这样、
就是、不对。
对、所以我们只取这样的，就是这个是我执，这个是错误颠倒智。
So what happens here is, if we only realize.I is only a mere designation. So I is being designated as I. But at the same time, in the mental continuum, this grasp still there appears. When these two mix together, we still cannot realize the emptiness, the wisdom of emptiness itself.
Oh.这个譬喻讲一下就可以。我们放电影，在荧幕上这个布上有很多电影明星出来了，我们认为是在那边，其实在后面机器里面放出来而已了。我们认为是在那边，他们打伤啊、打枪什么什么的，我们就会很生气的。其实都是骗人，就是在那边。可是我们显现的时候，从那边显现出来。而不是后面放出来的。
So same thing. How we perceive phenomena. For example, when we watch a movie, we look at the screen there, and we look at the story, the characters there. And sometimes you see someone is injured there, we feel sad, and we really, in our perception, we really think something is really happening, or something actually there really appears as real. But if you think again, there's nothing behind the screen, it's nothing there, it's all machine, you know, it's only reflection.
So, 一样的，我们远到近的时候，这个法是从那边出来的，其实呢，透过一个因缘，因缘和合是安立下来而已，并没有从那个方面出来。
So things do appear, things do appear on its own side. It seems things appear, on their own side. That's how we look at it.However, the real truth is they don't really exist as they appear.
这个譬喻上次我们有讲过，父母，两个父母生出来小孩，他取一个名字，比如说，丁金，取一个名字丁金。没有取这个名字之前，两个父母看到这个婴儿的时候，他们不会想到说，我们的丁金在那边，他不会想到。对不对？然后后来取名字之后呢，就自然会就说我的丁金是在那边。其实他们两个名言安立下来才有走这个，并不是从这个方面出来的。
So same thing when we label something. For example, if a child was born and the parents gave this name as Tenzin, and then so when the parents think about Tenzin, immediately the child's image appears. But before the name is given, and if you see Tenzin, such image wouldn't appear.
所以，如果这个丁基小孩这个婴儿是他自己方面是本来就是丁基的话，父母不需要取一个名字，一看到就哇，丁基在那边。
So this is very important to think, because everything is mere designation. So if they do exist on its own side, as its own right, without giving the name, in your perception, before the name is given, you already know what it is.
所以从这个角度，任何法都是给一个名字才安立下来的，并没有他自己方面是一个存在的。所以说诸法是名言安立的意思，这个中观音这个特别特殊的一种一个见解。
So this one in Prasangika system in Madhyamaka school, this is a very important concept that all phenomena is.Mere designation or labeling.
所以说，诸法是名言假名案例，并没有自性存在或是自方成立，这个是究竟的一个见解。
So in short, the ultimate truth in Prasangika system is all phenomena exist in the manner.Of it's being designated, nominal designated. It does not have his own intrinsic nature, and it does not exist in its own right or self-sufficient.
好，所以知道这个之后呢，如果取了一个名字存在的话，只有一个名字。名取的话，那取一个名字是存在的话，就任何一个法师就没有什么意义嘛，对不对？它是一种一个名字下来，取一个名字下来而已啊，没有什么意义的感觉。
So if a phenomenon has to rely on a name, has to depend upon a designation has to be designated. Therefore, it actually does not really exist solidly in its own right.
所以说，诸法是虚假，是骗我，给我变骗的，像这种的，就是有这个会想法出来。所以诸法是，是属地。刚刚我们前面讲的，就是个虚假。他给我一个形象是骗我的而已。
So once you understand the ultimate truth of Prasangikas, you actually really have this in your mind that all phenomena in front of you, they really are false ones. They actually have this deceive nature, like they cheat us. They don't really exist.
所以知道这个名言存在的之后，你多思考的话，你内心里面不会那么执着的，因为对方任何看到的、闻到的都是一种假象的这种的一个感觉，是不会太执着的。然后，对。
So once you understand this ultimate truth in Prasangika, actually.You don't really care about what really happening around you because all phenomena, they just don't really exist in a manner as being true. So you don't really grasp at this that much.
所以我讲一个譬喻，一朵花非常漂亮，大家都说很漂亮，漂亮这是一个名词。如果谢花的已经谢了谢花嘛，对不对？谢花当初取这个名字的时候，谢花可以取漂亮的花，真正刚刚开出来的这个花是谢花，谢花取是漂亮的花，当初一开始取这个名字的时候这样取的话，现在大家都是用这样。
Very simple example is when we see a beautiful flower or a pretty flower, when we see flower, then we have this image or we have this perception as, oh, this is beautiful. So when we see beautiful, a beautiful flower, but what happens when the flower actually not fresh anymore and actually it's dry? We can't really give this same name as a beautiful fresh flower. So if the flower really exists, we wouldn't, this name, supposedly, we can use it from the beginning to the end.
所以名言是非常非常一个不正确的，就是随便取的一个名字，都是随便取的一个名字。我想取这个名字，比如说这个是就是取一个眼镜，但是取另外一个取可以名字，取一个名字杯子，为什么不可以取呢？可以取了，对不对？所以每个法都是名言这样立下存在，并没有自己方面存在，自己方面没有存在，这个就是空。
So from this angle, when we see all the objects are just merely nominal designation.We can call cup glasses. We can call glasses cup. So actually, because of that, they don't really exist in their own right or self-sufficient. Then, therefore, they actually are in the nature of emptiness.
我再讲一个笑话。藏人会说。我们这是大便，我是讲的大便。藏人大便讲大便就是讲一个名字，这个名字是在不当他们名字就是小孩的名字。好，有一个医生跟他说，你有一天有几次有大便了？他说有时候没有了，一个月一次啊，一年一次。这个人回答是，他想说伤害一次，这个医生昏倒了。 啊，那你不吃东西吗？啊，所以说明眼的贪，明眼的内行，就随便取嘛。
嗯，
不知道他们觉得大便就是小孩，我们藏人的是都是小孩嘛，就是搞混了，就是名字都是一个假名立下而已。
So this is a story because in Tibetan language, when a poo or shit, when you want to poo, if the poo, the in Bhutanese, it means baby. So once,
不是，不知道你的是就是大便的。
大便的。
嗯。
So in Bhutanese, it means poo or shit, but in Tibetan, it means a boy or a child.So once a doctor asked a Tibetan patient, said, actually said, I have a poo once a year. So then, which means I have one child each year. And then the doctor nearly fainted, said, oh, so you actually don't eat much, so you can't poo. So which means, you know, all these objects or phenomena, it's mere label or designated, it don't really mean anything.